Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Big presentation today. The governor will be at the Albany International Airport for some big news for anyone who travels the Adirondack Northway. Explain.
The governor is scheduled to announce a multi-million dollar state grant for Albany International Airport at an event there today, and he's also expected to highlight plans to upgrade Exit 4 of the Northway, which services the airport. This is according to our story today by Brendan Lyons, our state editor. The improvements to Exit 4 in the town of Colony, which have been discussed for decades, will include adding a northbound exit ramp over the Northway that will feed traffic onto the west bound lanes of Albany Shaker Road, connecting them directly to the airport. Currently, northbound traffic headed to the airport on the Northway has to exit onto Wolf Road, and that can get pretty messy during peak traffic periods. The plan will also enable reconstruction of Exit 4's interchange and upgrade the southbound on-ramp and just clear up a lot of mess that's been in that area around the airport. Meanwhile, the airport itself underwent a major renovation about two decades ago with a new terminal and a five-level parking garage, but it's outgrown that. So the new state grants are expected to help fund a proposed $27 million parking garage that would be built along the entry road to the terminal. A pedestrian bridge would connect it to the terminal, but the details of all this are coming out today with the announcement by the governor. A lot of these funds are coming from the state's upstate airport economic development revitalization.
From there, let's go to styrofoam. There's been a ban, and it was voted last night.
Yeah, the use of foam plastic, polystyrene, for any commercial food service packaging will now be banned in Albany County. The legislature voted Monday 23-13 to expand a 2014 law that prohibits the use of these products, better known as styrofoam, by restaurants and fast food chains. Prior to the vote, dozens of Albany County residents and special interest groups expressed their opinions about whether they should really move forward on this expansion of their ban. Judith Ink, a former U.S. Environmental Protection Agency regional administrator, spoke out before the vote, calling it an opportunity to protect the environment and protect the health of workers who are making polystyrene. But some of those workers were also present. Dozens of employees from Genpak, a food packaging manufacturer in Orange County, lined the chambers and expressed opposition to the vote. They said enough is enough. Vote no on the ban, but the legislature did vote to ban this product, styrofoam, for use for coffee cups and takeout foods and other kinds of materials, and they'll have fines to enforce it. It'll only be enforceable on food service establishments that get permits from Albany County. Supermarkets, which get their permits from New York State, will be exempt from the local law.
And now for our online listeners, you have an article today about the DEC in New York and recycling.
Yeah, as communities all over the state are facing steep new costs for their recycling programs, state's environmental officials are seeking fixes to what is a dramatic contraction in the global market for recyclable materials, and it's straining the finances of communities across New York. The Department of Environmental Conservation will meet on August 29th in Albany with representatives from the industry, local government, state and federal agencies across the state to help develop innovative and sustainable solutions for recycling in New York and identify what markets are still out there and figure out ways to tap that. This according to an announcement Monday by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The initial step by the state comes as some localities and private trash companies are dealing with a collapsing demand and rising fees for recyclables due to dramatic changes in China, which has over the last year reduced the amount of paper, plastic, and other recyclables it takes from New York. In many cases, it has cost communities hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that was unexpected. So they're trying to find out if there's better ways to recycle, maybe ending single-stream recycling as one possibility. They're trying to respond to what's really a crisis.
Interesting, interesting stories. Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. And, of course, there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.